Piper has already announced its new president and three new VPs. Gamma's third quarter numbers show the slump is still on. And Premier Aircraft Sales wants to upgrade your diamond. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, November 6th, 2009. The ANN and Aero TV crews are in Tampa for AOPA Summit, but the top GA story of the day comes from Vero Beach, Florida. Following the unexpected resignation of Piper Aircraft President and 20-year company veteran John Becker, Piper says Chief Executive Kevin J. Gould will assume the company's presidency effective December 1st. Becker announced he's leaving Piper to pursue other career goals just 5 months after being named president by new Piper owners, Imprimis. In other changes billed as a team realignment, three other execs have been promoted. Jeff Barger, formerly Senior Director of Piper Manufacturing, is Piper's new VP of Manufacturing Operations. Dr. Dennis D. Olcott, formerly Senior Director of Piper Engineering, is the company's new VP of Engineering. And Derek Zimmerman, who joined Piper as Senior Director of Supply Chain in 2006, is the company's new VP for Supply Chain and Aftermarket Development. And finally, Mary Masuti, formerly Piper's Director of Production Engineering, is the company's new Senior Director for Asia, a newly formed position with responsibility for successful development, implementation, and management of assigned Asian aviation initiatives. The nameplate engravers are going to be busy. There's much more detail on the backgrounds and qualifications of these folks in the text version of this story, dated today at aero-news.net. There's nothing we can share with you so far about John Becker's plans, but stay tuned. AOPA Summit opened yesterday morning in Tampa, and you can hear excerpts from that opening session in today's Aero News special feature. The General Aviation Manufacturers Association threw a bit of a damper on the mood with release of its quarterly report on GA economic activity. In the first three quarters of 2009, total GA airplane shipments fell 46.8% from 2,982 units by this point in 2008 to 1,587 so far this year. Total industry billings are down 23.5% to $13.8 billion. Gamma President and CEO Pete Bunce commented, quote, "These shipments and billings figures are a result of this difficult business cycle and reflects the impact of a weak economy. However, another contributing factor that has led to the disappointing year-to-date numbers is the unwarranted negative attacks on business aviation," unquote. In explaining the use of the term unwarranted, Gamma noted Business Week magazine's 2009 25 Best Customer Service Companies and the Corporate Responsibility Officers list of 2009 100 Best Corporate Citizens both show that 90% of the identified S&P 500 companies are business aircraft users. Bunce added, quote, "When America's most responsible and best-run companies use business aviation to create jobs and shareholder value, attacks on this segment of general aviation are unwarranted. We are now seeing some encouraging signs that policymakers all around the U.S. are recognizing the vital contribution our industry makes to the economy," unquote. Pete Bunce expands on these thoughts in today's Aero News special feature. You can find more detail on the quarterly numbers in the text version of the story, dated November 5th at aero-news.net. At AOPA Summit's Airport Fest at Peter O. Knight Airport in Tampa, a.k.a. the static display area, Premier Aircraft Sales yesterday announced the launch of the Diamond DA-40 XLS Premier Edition. There are two versions. Package 1 is priced at $13,795, takes about a week to install, and includes a standby alternator system, the Lopresti Boom Beam, a lightweight, low-vibration Hartzell composite prop offering improved cruise performance, all-leather form-fitting memory foam upholstery, luxury carpet with new color choices, and an exclusive owner plaque on the instrument panel. Package 2 adds Premier's exclusive cabin cool vapor cycle air conditioning, is priced at $40,800, and takes about 2 weeks to install. You can find out more details at www.flypas.com. Up next on ANN, Garmin announces another rebate program, OneSky Aviation STC's Enhanced Vision for the R44, and Southwest pilots have approved their new contract. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, Fadec, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for November 6th. I'm Paul Plack. Garmin announced a program called Soar Into Savings yesterday with up to $7,000 in rebates on a variety of panel mount avionics. Customers selecting any combination of the G600 retrofit flight display, GNS500W or GNS400W GPS Navcom panel mount series, GTS Traffic series, GWX68 weather radar series, or the GDL69 or 69A data link receivers will be able to take advantage of the rebates. The program expires December 31st, and rebate submissions must be postmarked by January 31st, 2010. In addition, Garmin recently announced a $300 rebate for the company's flagship GPS Map 695 and 696 portables on purchases made by December 31st. The company also has a new online e-learning program for users of that series. Forward Vision Systems and OneSky Aviation have announced an STC for installation of Forward's Enhanced Vision System on the Robinson R-44 helicopter. Patrick Farrell, founder and CEO of Forward Vision, says the EVS 100 and 600 greatly improve situational awareness when operating close to the ground. The EVS 100 provides pilots with an infrared 40 by 30 degree field of view. The EVS 600 adds an overlay of visible lights associated with runways and helipads. The two EVS units are now certified on over 160 models of fixed-wing general aviation aircraft. But Farrell stresses that the helicopter pilots, who need to operate close to obstacles and all sorts of challenging visibility, will especially appreciate the added margin provided by EVS. Get more details on availability at www.forward-vision.net. Scroll down to Latest Press Releases. A contract agreement reached after 3 years of talks between Southwest Airlines and its pilots union has been approved by the rank and file. The new contract is active through August 31st, 2011. In his official statement, Southwest CEO Gary Kelly touched on the difficult balance struck in the deal. Quote, "Our pilots are the hardest working and most productive in the business and deserve a contract that reflects this, yet is still in keeping with the current uncertain economic outlook," unquote. The new contract rewards Southwest Airlines Pilots Association members for the company's past 2 years of profitability, but ties the next 2 years' compensation to the company's financial performance. The Southwest Airline Pilots Association represents more than 5,900 Southwest pilots. The National Business Aviation Association is applauding the FAA's decision not to allow the Bob Hope Airport in Burbank, California, to impose a curfew on night operations. NBAA filed legal objections to the curfew and says some of its individual members also opposed the plan during the comment period. NBAA President Ed Boland commented, quote, "Access to our national network of community airports is at the cornerstone of the mobility and efficiency that are at the heart of business aviation. When business aviation access is preserved at airports, it's also a win for nearby communities, which benefit from the jobs, investment, and economic activity that are created. We applaud the FAA for this decision and will continue to work to preserve business aviation operations at Burbank and other public-use airports nationwide." Still ahead, Avadyne debuts a new MFD with map panning. A Canadian pilot will go to prison for his wild night in a 172. And if you're afraid of flying, there's an app for that. You're listening to Aero News.
Welcome to Cirrus Design, maker of the world's best-selling personal aircraft, the sleek SR-22. Cirrus planes feature the latest technologies and are equipped with an exclusive, life-saving parachute system. It is our mission to make personal aviation safe, affordable, and convenient. At Cirrus, we offer a test drive like no one else in the business.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Friday, November 6th. I'm Paul Plack. Avadyne opened AOPA Summit with the introduction of its new EX600 multifunction display. a follow-on to its successful EX500 MFD. The 600 adds a new 5.8-inch diagonal 640 by 480 VGA display and a new map panning feature that allows the pilot to easily pan and zoom to any location on the moving map using dedicated directional panning keys. Avidyne COO Patrick Hergeth called map panning a highly requested feature. MSRP is just under $10,000 for the standard MFD, including C-MAX electronic approach charts, worldwide airport diagrams, and standard interfaces for traffic and color lighting. Prices go up to $16,990 depending on optional features selected. Avidyne is also offering a trade-in program that provides a $2,500 trade-in allowance for old radar indicators and MFDs toward a new EX600. Current owners of radar-capable EX500s can upgrade to the 600 starting at $5,495. Avidyne is pursuing an AML STC for the EX600, which will cover over 600 Part 23 aircraft models. Orders are being accepted now, with certification and initial shipments expected before the end of this year. The Canadian student pilot who stole an airplane in Canada and flew it into the U.S. will spend 2 years in prison for his exploit. 31-year-old Adam Dylan Leon stole a Cessna 172 from an Ontario flight school April 6th and flew it across the U.S.-Canada border. He led Customs and Border Patrol agents and military aircraft on a seven-hour chase before landing on a rural road about 120 miles south of St. Louis. The Wisconsin capital in Madison was evacuated, and there were alerts issued in a half-dozen Midwestern cities. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that District Judge Charles Shaw sentenced Leon to more than the 12 to 18 months suggested by federal guidelines and commented, quote, "I think this is an extraordinary situation in terms of cost and the hours involved, and it posed a significant disruption to government," unquote. Leon's attorney, Lucy Liggett, said her client suffers from severe depression. The pursuit cost government agencies almost $250,000. If you have a fear of flying, there's an app for that. Virgin Atlantic says its Flying Without Fear course for the iPhone and iTouch has a success rate of over 98%. Fear of flying can range from anxiety at booking a trip to complete inability to board an aircraft. Whether it's the unfamiliar aircraft, the strange noises a plane makes, or the fear of losing control, Virgin Atlantic says its app can help people overcome their personal fears. The application was developed in cooperation with Mental Workout. Among those who say it works is Whoopi Goldberg, who had not flown for a decade but had a business commitment in London which required an airline trip. After the program, she said, quote, "I understood that while my fear was real, there were many things I didn't know or had misinformation about, which they were able to clear up. So what happened? I now fly. It's that simple," unquote. The Flying Without Fear app is available from Apple's App Store. Only Sir Richard Branson could get Americans to pay $4.99 for an app that opens with his personal pitch to fly Virgin. The British royal family has a new royal helicopter, and as has been the case every year for over a half century, they've gone with Sikorsky. The new VIP S-76C++ features engine, air vehicle, interior, and avionics upgrades, and has been delivered to the UK's Royal Travel Office. Captain Christopher Pittaway, manager and chief pilot of the Queen's helicopter flight, explained the choice, quote, "It most closely meets the mission requirements by providing a quiet and comfortable cabin environment, low carbon footprint, and best value for the money. We've enjoyed excellent product support from Sikorsky over many years, and I look forward to a continued relationship," unquote. Brand loyalty can be a beautiful thing. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, it's snippets from general aviation leaders from the One Voice opening session at AOPA Summit. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.